And at this hour, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is testifying before a Senate committee to defend his company from a growing privacy scandal.
After Hurricane Harvey, people came together to raise more than $20 million for relief. And more than 70 million small businesses use Facebook to create jobs and grow. But it's clear now that we didn't do enough to prevent these tools from being used for harm as well. And that goes for fake news, for foreign interference in elections and hate speech, as well as developers and data privacy. We didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility, and that was a big mistake. And it was my mistake, and I'm sorry.
And that apology was also in part for the company's role in the Cambridge Analytica data leak, which affected up to 87 million unsuspecting Facebook users. Joining us now is NPR's Miles Parks, who has been watching this hearing. Miles, it's great to have you on. But first of all, let's talk about the political theater of this hearing. It is worth noting Senator John Thune opened by saying that nearly half of the Senate was sitting in that hearing room.
Yeah, absolutely. This hearing is massive on any scale. I've been watching a lot of these hearings over the past year. I've been in kind of deeply in the mix in terms of the Russian interference, and there's so many different committees are having hearings. We do not see hearings with 44 was the number that was given to open this hearing. It's just massive. And the press, too, in terms of this has been getting build up for weeks. Zuckerberg, obviously one of the most powerful businessmen in the entire world, taking questions in a way that he just hasn't before.
Right. The reason this is getting so much scrutiny is because millions, if not billions of people around the globe even want to know what Mark Zuckerberg is going to say. So questions really just started at the top of the hour. Have we heard much from him so far?
I think the biggest thing we've heard and seen so far is that he's going to stick to the script. His opening statement was almost word for word what he presented late last night. It was very clear, even in that clip you played at the top of the segment, that he had clearly memorized and rehearsed. This is not something that he's going to wing. He's got his numbers. He's prepared for every question. And the other thing is he spent yesterday on Capitol Hill meeting with lawmakers as well as this morning. So this is not a situation where I think we can expect him to really be ambushed in any true way. He kind of knows the kind of questions he's going to be asked, and he's been preparing for this for weeks.
But one of those lawmakers that he met with was Senator Bill Nelson, a Democrat from Florida, who said this during the hearing.
Let me just cut to the chase. If you and other social media companies do not get your act in order, none of us are going to have any privacy anymore.
So it's kind of tough on Zuckerberg there. Does that give us any idea of how lawmakers will be treating Zuckerberg over the next day plus?
Well, I think the big thing is lawmakers realize that this is maybe their one chance with this guy in a room, in a locked room, so to speak.
He's not getting away from this.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we're expecting this thing to go 4 or 5 hours, maybe. So you can expect questions to range. This is going to go a lot broader than just the Cambridge Analytica story. There was a story this week, for instance, CNN broke, that basically said the largest Facebook group related to Black Lives Matter was fake, run by a guy in Australia, and closed down, had over 700,000 people following it. Things like that, where we're going to touch on Russian interference. We're going to touch on a number of different privacy concerns related to regulation. It is going to be like lawmakers one chance not only to ask what they're interested in, but to prove to their constituents that they care about their privacy.
And he will go before the House tomorrow. Now, do you see a difference yet in the way that Zuckerberg will be handled by members of either party?
I think it's less of a partisan divide than other hearings that we've been watching over the past few months. Republicans and Democrats both realize that Facebook has more clout internationally than most countries, both financially and in terms of media reach. So this is not something where you're seeing a strict party line divide. I think what you are seeing is specific members having different stakes in different parts of the story. I think the ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Dianne Feinstein, is a great example. She's somebody who has been a very, very vocal in the Russian interference story, but she's also a senator from California, where Facebook is based. Mark Zuckerberg is technically her constituent. So you're seeing kind of a push and pull. She was very, very hard pushing the Russia side of the story, but a little bit more lenient in her opening statement, basically saying that she was open to Facebook making adjustments internally, as opposed to Nelson saying things alluding to regulation yeah. coming down.
All right. There's lots of hours to go. So NPR Miles Park, have fun. Enjoy.
Thank you, Peter.